Connected live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
You are listening to Kaya 959. I'm Tipiso Magwitla. Thanks for joining us this next hour of Kaya Biz. We'll be speaking about something that has been topical not only here in South Africa, but across the globe for quite a while now. And that is the subject of this Ozempic. But this time, it's the South African Health Products Regulatory Authority, or SAHPRA, saying it's concerned about the increased sales of weight loss products made available to the public via websites, social media platforms, and other formal channels, but that are fake. So according to SAHPRA, these products pose a serious health risk to the public. Dion Puven is from SAHPRA, the South African Health Products Regulatory Authority, joining us to talk about their concerns about the increased sale of fake weight loss products made available to the public.
Good evening.
Let's just start with the chemical compound or composition of what is known as Ozempic and other drugs like it. Obviously, the most well-known one, of which there's been a great deal of media around, has been Ozempic. But just take us through the composition of this compound, or what you call glucagon-like peptide.
Sure. So products like Ozempic and Mounjaro, and there are other products on the South African market as well, registered, contain what we call glucagon-like peptides. And what these molecules do, this family of molecules, is that it lowers the blood sugar. So it's therefore it's registered for treating type 2 diabetes. So Ozempic and Mounjaro are registered for treating type 2 diabetes. And then we do have other GLP-1 agonists registered on South Africa's market for the treatment of weight management. And what we are concerned about at SAHPRA is that the semaglutide and the tirzepatide, which is registered for diabetes, has been seen to be compounded. There's unauthorized versions of it as well as falsified versions on the market.
And this is the concern that I've always had, because we've seen stockouts, not only here in South Africa, but across the globe. Because people are taking these semaglutides, or as you call them, tirzepatide, for yes. anything other than the treatment of diabetes. So the doctors, the medics who are signing off on these scripts for these people who don't have it, is that ethical?
So doctors are allowed to prescribe medication off-label, and they take that risk upon themselves based obviously on scientific evidence that they may have in front of them, either published literature or anything like that, where they will see a molecule on the South African market registered for a particular indication, and within their professional capacity, prescribe it off-label for a patient. Now, it is allowed because the doctor makes that decision in their professional capacity. What we have found is that the doctors are prescribing the semaglutide, or at least the Ozempic registered version of semaglutide, off-label, and that has increased the demand for the product, and obviously that then runs into supply issues, which the company that registered Ozempic has communicated in the media that they do have supply issues to keep the market supplied.
The reason I ask that is because you have noted that neither Ozempic or Mounjaro are registered in South Africa for weight management, that they are not registered
diabetes.
In South Africa for weight management. So while I understand that a doctor will obviously prescribe based on their discretion, is the stockout not as a result of people who should not be taking it? And also, what are the dangers, the contraindications of somebody who should not be taking something to reduce their blood sugar levels to treat weight loss?
Okay. So with the first question, we know, we are aware that there's been quite a global demand for Ozempic, and it's obviously manufactured only by certain places by Novo Nordisk. And Novo Nordisk has communicated that they are struggling to keep up with the demand, and they'll have this issue until the end of 2024. Now, when you are taking this GLP-1 agonist, yes, there are side effects. I mean, every medication has got a little bit of a side effect profile. And that is why it's important, and we've alerted the public, that you should only be taking these prescription medication under the supervision of a medical professional. I mean, even if a doctor is prescribing it off-label, you are getting that under the care of a doctor who is going to explain to you how the medication works, as well as what are the side effects that you should look out for. I mean, particularly when it comes to the GLP-1 agonist, it reduces blood sugar levels. So that would be a side effect, is if your blood sugar levels would go down too quickly or it stays too low. And that is why it needs to be under the care of a doctor.
Okay. So then, obviously, because there's such a high demand and there are stockouts, I'd imagine that people would then, in desperation, go to anyone who says, I've got a drug that either represents or does what these GLP-1 agonists do.
Yeah, correct. I mean, obviously the demand driven also by a short supply and the popularity of the GLP-1 agonists. I mean, the public has got access to information, right? They've got access to information globally, so they would know what GLP-1 agonists do. And that is why, as the regulator, we've last year informed the public, you know, to be aware. And this year again, we've informed the public to be aware that if they are prescribed by a doctor, or they should at least use this under the care of a doctor, and if they are prescribed by a doctor, that they get it from legitimate sources.
And I'm glad you talk about legitimate sources, because what would be a legitimate source, A, because then there are private, with a pharmacist or practitioners who say they do stock it. And how do you also know whether you are getting the authentic drug? Because as somebody who is not au fait with the medical chemical ingredients, how do you really know whether you're putting yourself in danger?
Yeah. So in South Africa, and you know, this is what the regulatory authority does for medicine, so we regulate the supply chain. So when you have somebody who manufactures a drug in South Africa and registers it with SAHPRA, or somebody who has registered that drug and imports it, right, those people are licensed by SAHPRA. And they obviously undergo inspections to make sure that they handle medicines properly. And then those licensed manufacturers or importers then sell to SAHPRA licensed wholesalers, right, who are able to then sell that to people who are legally allowed to possess those medicines. And people who are legally allowed to, or facilities that are legally allowed to possess prescription medicines, are pharmacies and clinics and anybody who is an authorized dispenser. Now, medicines flow through the supply chain in that manner. So when you go to a pharmacy which is licensed by the Department of Health and recorded by the South African Pharmacy Council, they would have bought it through the legitimate supply chain. So you have assurance when you go to licensed facilities that you would be getting medication that has been registered by SAHPRA, brought in by the license holder through the legitimate supply chain. Now, that does not mean that illegitimate or falsified medicines cannot enter the supply chain. It's very rare, but it can happen. Mm. So the public should, number one, get it from legitimate sources. And if you are looking at your medication, right, that you've received, you can look at things like the printing of the artwork. You know, does it look haphazard? You can look at the wording. You know, are you seeing spelling mistakes? Those sorts of things, because those are sorts of indication that the product that you have received may not be an authorized, registered version of the product. There are also ways and means of looking at the product, looking at the batch number, looking at the expiry date, and that you can actually use to contact the company and ask, is this a batch that you have manufactured for release into the South African market or imported for release into the South African market?
What are the economic implications of counterfeit medications for the healthcare industry? And is there some sort of international cooperation that exists to prevent this?
Sorry, I lost you there for a minute.
So I was asking what the economic implications are of this counterfeit medication and for the health industry in South Africa, and whether there is international cooperation to stem the flow of fake medication into the country.
Yes, indefinitely. I mean, there are major economic impacts from falsified or unauthorized medicines. And we do cooperate not only regionally, but on the continent as well as globally. I mean, the management of to reduce the incidences of substandard or unauthorized and falsified medicines is a global topic. And it's something that South Africa does cooperate with other regulatory authorities in other countries. Just today, we had a webinar on a national action plan for tackling substandard and falsified medicines, which is being piloted here in South Africa. So it is an issue for us as the regulator. It's an issue for us as a country and for our Department of Health as well. It's something that we must tackle because substandard and falsified medicines can cause harm for people who actually need those medicines to make them better.
And technology, I know you mentioned various ways that one could spot it, but one of the things that I thought is, you know, if you don't know that you don't know, you really won't know, because if you're not a scientist, you won't be able to verify that a certain compound should be so many milligrams or whether that particular medication is spot correctly. So what other ways can one, you know, track whether they're getting the legitimate prescribed medication and not a fake one?
Yeah. So, I mean, that is why we could limit it to the manufacturing part, right? I mean, this is why we expect that medicines are made in very, very, very strict conditions. Because when a medicine is made, what you put in as the active ingredient is what every single unit dose must have that you are taking. Right? So, I mean, you won't be able to see that when you are taking the medication. That quality aspect is built in right at the beginning, and the manufacturers must ensure that the regulators make sure that they apply those things. So that is why when you are buying a medicine, it is important that you get it from a legitimate source. I cannot stress this enough because it's come through the legitimate supply chain. There's a pharmacist in every single aspect of that supply chain making sure that they're getting medication that has been manufactured properly, distributed properly, and then making sure that that medication is dispensed properly so that it actually does what it is supposed to do and not cause any harm. I mean, other ways that you can also check that a medicine that you've received is correct is by looking at the registration number. There's a registration number for every registered medicine in South Africa. And if it doesn't have a registration number, you have cause for concern. And if you do have a registration number, you can actually check on SAHPRA's website that the registration number complies with the name, or at least aligns with the name of the medicine that you see.
Thank you so much for taking the time to speak to us and educate us, Dion Puven of the South African Health Products Regulatory Authority, on a very important subject, seeing as there has been a big craze around Mounjaro and Ozempic, and the SAHPRA is saying it's concerned about the increase of sales of these products that are in fact counterfeit and are available in some cases via public websites and social media platforms and other informal channels. So if you are on those or are keen to get on them, please do note that very important advice.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.